Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Loaded show. Harburg looking great. What's he going to do? What's he going to be? What can they do with him at tight end? Satterfield, we got like four clips today. Satterfield's high on him. EJ Barthel had a press conference. Apparently, our offensive line is going to dominate opposing defensive lines so much that they're going to make them eat corn, or that's what a clip from a show that I sent to Jake earlier. That's what that show host said, Sam. College Football Show with Sam on YouTube. I believe that's what it's called. He's high on Nebraska's O-line. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Nick Saban defines toughness. And I'd actually seen this clip a few years ago. Someone randomly sent it to me today. I thought it just made so much sense. I'm like, hey, we're going to share this clip because he's right. Essentially, what does it take to break you is a measure of how tough you are. What does it take to break you? But he kind of defines that a little bit more, gives an example from his own life. We were supposed to do our college football playoff bracket predictions tomorrow, but Jake is running scared. Where are you going to be tomorrow, Jake?
Fall wedding, actually.
Oh, wow. So this is like a double whammy. It's a fall wedding and you're ducking the very segment we were promoting earlier this week. Are you running scared to a fall wedding of all things?
Hey, this is why we talk about it. It sometimes can get in the way of our football.
Sometimes. Now, okay. It's still August. To me, that's technically summer.
That's true.
Week zero, the season technically doesn't start till the next day, Saturday.
That's true, too.
The wedding's Friday.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you're okay. I don't think this is technically a fall wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
The season hasn't even started till the next day. I think you're okay on the fall wedding side of this, Jake. We're going to give you a pass, all right?
I think that's what my sister just said. He's probably going to be all into week zero, my brother. So I better make sure we get the wedding in before that.
They base their wedding off you.
Off week zero, yeah, I think so.
Wow. That's an amazing relationship you and your sibling have there. I don't believe you. I think you're maybe fibbing just a smidge, but it's okay. We're on board. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Who's going to be producing tomorrow? Do you know?
I believe Nick will be sitting in with you.
Hey, Nick, can you hear me? He never pays attention.
He can't hear you.
That's all right. We'll do our college football playoff bracket predictions tomorrow. I will. Jake's running scared. And if Nick's not prepared, well, he'll just wing it. He would have got it wrong anyway. So who matters? Who cares? Yeah, he still can't hear me. That's okay. I'll take more jabs at him while he's not listening. All right. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at hamiltontel.com. That's Hamilton, TEL.com. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. You brought up the fall wedding thing. And again, it feels more like a summer wedding to me. So there's an exemption there now that we have, you know, the facts. So I wasn't going to start off the show with this, but I got to ask about fall weddings. The people out there listening, what are your thoughts on fall weddings? All right, what's that text? What's that number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Text in and let us know. Oh, reminder, 11:30, former Husker Ricky C. Simmons will be joining us in studio live for an interview. He has a show every Sunday night here on The Ticket as well. Just vibes of positivity coming off that man. He's got a heck of a story. A lot of people are familiar with it. If you're not, we'll ask him about it. All right, Jake, what is your take on fall weddings? Since we were not going to start off the show with this, but you're decking this for a summer wedding tomorrow. It's close enough. It's a close enough segue that I'll allow it. What are your takes on fall weddings?
Well, I think just if you're, you know, obviously if you do it in a football crazed state like Nebraska, you have to understand that maybe you can push through and do it, but that probably half to more than half of the audience will be checking their phone, will be looking down. You probably won't get as many people just coming in general. My aunt and uncle have told me before, you know, that was kind of growing up, was telling me, hey, if you do that, we're not going to come to your wedding. We're going to be watching Husker football. So, yeah, I mean, I think as long as you understand what you're doing and the expectation of it, and I know it's supposed to be a special day, but it's football season. So, I mean, what do you really expect?
If it's on a bye week, like a Nebraska bye week, does that factor in? Or are you just doubting our seriousness of our college football fandom as a whole if you do put it on a bye week?
I think you can put it on a bye week. I think that's fair. I'll still be checking my phone and looking at the scores. Don't get me wrong. But I think that that's fair. I also like how when over the last several years, especially, people will choose which, like, the weakest non-con game, and they'll have their wedding there. And then Nebraska's like in a game in the third quarter, you know, it ends up being a close game. And so that doesn't even work at times. So, you know, we'd like it to be the days where Nebraska can roll their helmet on the field and beat some of those opponents. But even those days aren't safe here in fall wedding season anymore.
We only are guaranteed 12 football games a year. I don't care if it's gag me you that we're playing and they're number one in the country and they had Arch Manning if they were on our schedule. Or if we're playing Timbuktu, never heard of you. We only get 12 of these guaranteed to us. We don't have a guaranteed spring game anymore. We're not guaranteed a bowl game or a college football playoff, although we do expect it this year, at least the bowl game. We only get 12 of these. If it's never heard of you, Timbuktu, you, I'm paying attention. Not just because I have to talk about the game afterwards. I get to talk about the game and I want to watch the game. So I'm gonna pull back. And I'm going to buck a little bit on the weakest non-conference game, okay? The bye week thing, because if you're mainly a Nebraska football fan, it works. If you're a general college football nut like we are, I know you are too.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work. Here's my thought. 12 weeks out of a 52-week year, you have 40 other weeks. 40 other weeks. Now, I mean, I got married in December in Nebraska, in Lincoln. Not everybody wants to get married when it's 0 degrees and snowing outside. We didn't care. We just loved each other so much, Jake. I have no idea if my wife's listening. I love you so much, Ange. We didn't care. We just wanted to get married. And then we knew I was getting ready for the draft. I was training. I was going to the Senior Bowl. Getting drafted's insanity. Then you got to move. It was really just the best time for us. On Friday, I graduated. Saturday, bachelor party. Sunday, got married. A week later, our honeymoon was in Dallas for the Cotton Bowl. And then I've talked about this. As soon as the Auburn game was over, I was in a limo on a plane headed to Houston where I was going to train for the next few months. So we knew it was insanity. So a little bit different for us. So maybe you don't want to get married when it's 0 degrees and snowing outside. I understand that. So if you say there's 40 other weeks, Adam, well, they're not all optimal weather weeks. Maybe we want to get married outside. Maybe it's inside of a church. Then it doesn't matter. Okay, what the weather is outside, in my opinion. Maybe you want to get married outside. So let's say you still have 30 weeks of the year. Take out 2.5 months. Take out 10 weeks. That's 30 weeks. That's still over 50% of the year. I don't want to drop the S-bomb. I don't want to drop the S-bomb. But is it a little selfish to take one of my 12 Saturdays away? Like, you have so many other options. Spring weddings are beautiful. Beautiful. Summer weddings. Now I know. July, August gets hot. Early June's wonderful. A little warm. How much do you love each other? I'm just saying. If you put a fall wedding, especially on a Nebraska football weekend, I'll love you. I'll send some money. Maybe an extra wedding present. But I will see you sometime in the near future after your wedding. Because unless you're like I'm your best man or something. And if I'm your best man and you put it then I'm not your best man. Like, we are not truly friends.
You have to break that off.
Yes. I'm just saying. Sometimes you have to prioritize what's important in life, and those 12 Saturdays, I mean, it's hard to prioritize other things over those. There's a little bit of jest and a whole lot of truth in that. I'm just saying, there's so many weekends and other opportunities to do things. Now, who hates everything I just said, and what is the venom like on the text line?
Yeah, we can get to the text line here again, 402-464-5685, the Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line. Ohio Husker says no weddings after football starts. Scott in Minnesota says there are mixed allegiances. Then no way, if both families and friend groups have the same favorite team, bye week is acceptable. So he kind of threw that out there. 9597 says, I'm not going to my brother's wedding on October 4th.
Ooh. So that's the, is that Michigan State?
Is that... Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, you keep reading. I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah. 6913 says, just have a TV at the receptions. Maybe that could work.
Yes, that's Michigan State. After a bye week. There's literally a bye week the week before. Sorry, go ahead.
We have a text here. We based our wedding based around home Husker games. We had ours in a bye week back in 2000. My wife is from New York and thinks we are all in a cult. by the way, we are divorced now.
Oh, wow. Oh,
LOL boy. At the end, though, so it's okay.
It's okay that they're divorced because LOL.
Because they could laugh about it,
Okay. LOL and emojis. They changed the entire tone of text, but go ahead.
3687 says, as Bill Walton used to say, horrible, terrible, says a buddy has a wedding the night of the Michigan game.
Oh, wow. Is this guy like a spy for Al-Qaeda? Like, who does that? The night of the Michigan game.
Of all games.
Oh. All right, is that all of them?
No, this is a lot of people have opinions on this. 0778 says the average marriage lasts 20 years. Being a Husker fan lasts a lifetime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So I have two thoughts. Number one, is that true? The average marriage is 20 years?
I don't know about that.
But being a Husker fan does last a lifetime. That is true. Wow. So technically, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not a marriage counselor, but the idea is that marriage lasts until death. I mean, I'm just saying technically,
hopefully, yeah, ideally.
You know, that's the idea there. All right, but I get what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. The average marriage is 20 years. I don't know. So there was somebody I just got married. I mean, this was like, I got married December of 06. It was like almost 20 years ago, 19 years ago. Within about 2 years of me and Angie getting married, somebody told me year 7 was the hump year.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most difficult year. So for somebody to say, it must be correct because it's on the internet, that 20 years is the average marriage length, that's a long time after that 7-year hump year. Anyways, we have to dive down the marriage hole here. Anything else, Jake?
Yeah, they call that the 7-year itch because after that, you give up on trying to fix your partner.
Is that what it is?
That's pretty much the idea, yeah.
Women stop trying to fix men after 7 years?
No, they give up on it and either accept life as it is or fix or change, I guess.
I got you.
Zach says, my brother has his wedding during a Nebraska game, had 3 big screens playing during the ceremony and reception and loved it.
During the ceremony?
I guess so.
Was the bride on? Obviously, the bride was on board with this. Like, yeah. Is she a huge Husker fan too? If so, I have so many questions. Like, what bride is okay with this? And if she's that big of a Husker fan, why is your wedding during a game? I'm so confused.
We get another one. They did the same thing, had 2 big screens. So apparently that is something you can do. Jake Sorensen says, we got married October 17th, 2020, the week before Big Ten football started in COVID year.
Well, COVID year was all sorts of jacked up, as we know. We weren't going to play. Then we played eight games. And funny how the SEC was always on board with football. I always thought that was interesting. What, didn't the Pac-12 play like six games? Four?
I can't remember. They don't even exist. They're pretty much just on board with whatever the Big Ten was going to
do. Yeah, pretty much. They don't even exist anymore. All right. Fall weddings. I'm just saying. There's a lot of other options, a lot of other great times. Technically, I don't know that I've ever seen someone do it the day before. Do you think college football starts week zero? Or like the Thursday going into week one, like NFL season starts the Thursday going into their first weekend, which is usually after Labor Day weekend, which is when college football week one starts.
I mean, it starts when it kicks off week zero. It's, you know, Nebraska was 0-1 after week zero. You couldn't tell me any differently a couple of years ago. I mean, so for our season, it started then. And the Big 12, again, I think there's a pretty big game, top 25 battle that could have heavy stakes for the Big 12 this year in week zero. So I think it starts Saturday.
Yeah, Kansas State, Iowa State. So the heavy favorites in the Big 12, not heavy favorites, but like the four teams that are kind of favored the most are like Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech. Iowa State is up there. I feel like Utah. That's another. There's about five. But that whole conference is so top to bottom. Like, again, Arizona State picked to finish last year, won the whole thing. It's the parity in that conference is unmatched from any other conference. Now, the top end teams, you know, not a ton of top 10, top five teams, although Arizona State turned out to be really good last year. All right, fall weddings. I'm just saying. Anything else before we move on?
Yeah, there's still a bunch of texts, but everybody's got an opinion on it. We better, I don't want to go through all of them.
I feel like most people agree with me, though.
Oh, yeah. Most people in Nebraska are very against fall weddings.
I've always said we have a highly intelligent audience. I'm just saying, highly intelligent. Like the top 1% of all the audiences is our audience.
That's right.
Have I sucked up enough?
I think so.
Hey. The facts don't care about feelings. It's just the truth. All right. We got about, let's see, 7-8 minutes here before we're going to have to break, and then Ricky Simmons is going to join us. Let's start to dive into some of the recent press conferences. So Coach E.J. Barthel, the running back's coach, he said, and I quote, "Everything we do here is about development," end quote. That's always been one of Matt Rhule's big things, developing, finding diamonds in the rough. He doesn't necessarily, everyone wants accomplished players and talented accomplished players, but he has no problem finding that big dude or that really fast dude that's a little bit under the radar or hasn't played a ton of football. And bam, all of a sudden, a lot of those guys are in the NFL because they were developed at Baylor, Temple. He's trying to do some of the similar things here. Right, Emmett Johnson is at the last stage of his development. Emmett is carrying 205 pounds well. Is it just me, or has Emmett Johnson not been talked about that much this offseason? I feel like Dane Key, Ja'Cory Barney, Dylan Raiola, the offensive line, Lyndon Meyer Harbor, Carter Nelson hasn't been talked about a ton, and Archie Wilson, like specific guys are talked about. I feel like Emmett's kind of flown under the radar. Everyone's kind of like, he's our starter. We're good there. Who's after him? I feel like that's been the big intriguing question. Like Mekhi Nelson seems to be that next guy. Quentin Ives, I know the coach has liked. He's still getting in the full swing of things after the injury, but Mekhi has that burst. I think it's just how deep do we go? How deep in that running back room does the depth go that the coaches trust the depth? Like you can put guys 2 and 3, but how well do the coaches trust the guys listed 2 and 3? Has Emmett flown under the radar to you? People don't take him for granted, but it's just kind of like he's the guy we know.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like you said, I think just a lot of the talk has been the depth behind him. So you feel good about that up front, and then you kind of wonder about the guys behind him. And you wonder what he could have done, unless he took like huge significant strides, was, you know, just running off everything at practice, and it was made it undeniable to talk about. You wonder what he could have done, because that's really kind of the next question is what is he going to be in the offense? Because we know what he is, you know, we know kind of what he can bring and what he does for, but especially what he was able to do with Dana Holgorsen. I would have thought that he would have been more talked about coming down the stretch. Now, again, when I go back to nationally, you know, he didn't start most of the games, only finished with one rushing touchdown. I understand why he's not talked about nationally, but locally, I mean, I think he's a big piece to the puzzle this year.
It's interesting because he was fourth on the depth chart. By the end of the year, he was our leading rusher as a freshman. Last year, as we all know, didn't play a ton until the end of the year, then proved himself, in my opinion, to undoubtedly be the best running back in the room, in my humble opinion. But he was kind of under, like, buried on the depth chart. Now he's number one, and I feel like he's not being talked about that much. But I think you make a good point. people kind of know what to expect out of Emmett. They're excited. There's not a lot of concern there. Like, you feel good and confident about that. You tend to talk more about the question marks than things you feel good about sometimes. All right. Barthel says, Mosey in space is, and I quote, special, end quote. He knows how to make people miss, and I quote, when you have an athlete like that, you want to get the ball in his hands, end quote. So that's another guy. All right, maybe, I mean, they moved him to running back for a reason. So that's another guy to keep your eye on, Isaiah Mosey. Now, he says the D-line has been flashy. Jalen George has been a standout. Riley Van Poppel has a presence. Pop's name has been brought up. I'm just going to start calling him Pop. I just like that. Is that acceptable? Does that make him sound old?
It makes it sound like you're talking about your dad, but yeah.
Van Poppel? I just like Pop. I don't know. Maybe that catches on. Maybe it doesn't. All right. He's been brought up a ton. Starting to get excited. Really, I mean, you watched him in the bowl game. He looked really good. Really good. The question is, hey, you do it one game or you do it sporadically. Can you do it day in and day out? You don't get a single-digit number like he did without doing it day in and day out. Jalen George is a guy whose name has been brought up. Him and Jameer Khan, like a couple of the FCS guys. It's been talked about how those FCS guys just, sometimes they just tend to work harder. Just coming from where they came from and being here. Sometimes it strikes you a little bit different. And so his name's been brought up. All right, Coach Braden, has the best energy he has been around, the D-line coach. Ives was crushed when he got injured, has been sharp in meetings, and I quote, locked in, end quote. He expects Ives to at some point have a big year for us. So it sounds to me what we already knew and talked about earlier, that he's still making his way back, maybe physically, maybe. I mean, when you're out a week or two, I mean, that's a big deal. There's a reason you have camp, you know, to show up. When you're not able to participate in that physically, at least he's been sharp mentally. Because there are guys that when they're out physically, they check out mentally. And then they're just, I don't want to say they're done, but you're almost too far behind. As long as he's on top of it mentally, the physical part will come back. And that's why he says at some point this year, all right, we'll have a big year for us. Now, biggest strides for Nelson have been off the field, and he has really grown up as a note taker. His attentiveness in the classroom, Makai Nelson, in the classroom, understands how serious a mistake is. And a lot of times when coaches talk about mistakes from a running back, they're talking about pass protection. Because when you make a mistake, your quarterback's getting leveled. The running back is the guy who picks up the blitzer on the end line of scrimmage or the guy coming up the middle. If it's a Mike blitz or some sort of twist up the middle, there's a free linebacker a lot of times coming up the middle because the running back's supposed to step up and pick him up. If you don't, your quarterback's getting leveled by a dude who's about 250 with a head start. So a lot of times when a running back coach talks about these things, that's what they're talking about. Said he's very pleased with Nelson. Has done a great job all around. Just needs to transfer it to the actual game now. All right, from practice to the game. Sometimes easier said than done. Hopefully it goes pretty well here. Short yardage, physical, blue-collar football is their mindset in the running back room. And Vincent Genitone has been playing fullback and running back, listed at 225 pounds, 6 foot, and has crazy drill numbers as far as testing-wise. All right, so maybe keep your eye on him. I'd kind of like, I don't want to say giving up on the fullback being around, but maybe we'll have a few plays with the fullback in the backfield. I bet our texters like that. Bill, feel free to text in about the fullback potentially being a part of the offense in the fall. What say you before we head to break here, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was interesting. They kind of took that position away. I get it. I mean, you can sub different guys in there at the goal line, but you know, it's still a position. I think that when you need those extra couple yards, it's good to kind of get behind a guy like that. So I'm interested. I mean, obviously, Genitone wasn't even on the radar until switching positions here recently, and so I am. I'm very interested to see how that goes. And you know, again, for that running back position, I'm also interested because Ives, they've talked about, you know, when you're out, you know, other guys have a chance to step up. But to me also, if you've proven yourself enough, then it's going to be hard to kind of take your spot. And so obviously, you know, Ives hasn't had a lot of carries in games, but even at practice, you know, he must not have separated enough to not, you know, to risk a spot. And those other guys are talking about as being special, wanting to get the ball to him. So, dare I say a loaded running back room? Potentially. Well, not preseason, but hopefully by midseason we could say
that. Did you just call the running back room elite? Is that what I heard?
Elite, yeah.
Elite? Is that what you said, Jake? It's interesting when you think back to, and I know we got to get to break, and I want to bring on Ricky, and then we're going to get back to Satterfield's press conference and a bunch of clips and a bunch of things that I think are very, very interesting. But remember the first play, the first spring game, was when they honored Solic and we handed the ball to the fullback. It's just interesting how differently things work out as time goes along. And now the fullback position appears to possibly be back. We'll see what happens. All right. Although I didn't hate putting Ty Robinson back there, there's got to be another D lineman we can put back there in the fullback position. I'm just saying. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at BetterHelp.com.